The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, getting ready to get things underway between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Alleman Pioneers. Let's see. Well, unfortunately, our PA guy, Mark Wendell, he's got the mic, he's holding it, but he forgot to turn it on. So,
yeah.
Anyway, by the way, I wanted to mention in our sophomore game here this afternoon, former Galesburg High School Athletic Director Ralph Henning was one of the two officials calling that game. He waved at us up here, so good to see Ralph. Hadn't seen him for a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah. All right, we'll get into our starting lineups here this afternoon. First off, for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they'll go the same way they've gone throughout the season. It'll be Kira Kilgore, 5'8 sophomore, Grace Nelson, 5'2 senior, along with Cadence Leidick, a 5'7 senior, Abby Lingenfelter, a 5'9 senior, and Abby Davidson, a 6'1 senior. Streaks in their road dark gray with white numbers, silver and white. You know, I keep looking. Is there any silver, or is it just the white on there? Is there any silver trim around the white?
I thought there was.
I don't think there is. Now I don't think there is. Closer. All right. For the Alleman Pioneers, at one guard, a 5'7 junior, Tyla Thomas. Audrey Erickson, a 5'7 sophomore. Katie Brewer is a 5'7 forward. 5'5 senior, Avery Wrangle. And number 32, Claire Holke, is 5'10 and a sophomore for the Pioneers. Their coach, of course, my Steve Ford, in his first season of the former longtime head coach at Moline. The Pioneers in home white, and is that black?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Is that dark green trim?
No, it's black.
Black and green trim, green numbers, and kind of dark green on them. And that's a different look for them here. All right, just about ready to get things over. It's funny, if you caught my interview with Steve Ford at the end of it, I said Moline head coach. Sorry, Alleman. And Steve said, after we got done, he said, you know, I talked to Jay Hatch the other day, who was the longtime head coach here at Alleman. He's at Riverdale now. They played earlier this season. He said, Jay asked him, said, you ever still write Moline down in your scorebook? Because Jay's still writing Alleman down. Steve's like, yeah. He says, I don't feel bad about saying Moline. The whole time I've been doing this, other than the last, 2 years, he had been the head coach of Moline. All right, in the center circle, Abby Davidson for the Streaks and Claire Holke for the Pioneers. The ball's up, tip one by Abby Davidson. Kira Kilgore with it, and the Streaks will start offensively. Just underway here at Alleman High School. Abby Davidson hands off to Grace Nelson. I just lost. This is just my sponsor sheet, Eric.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. I don't need it till the post game now. Left wing, Cadence Leidick. Just had a paper go flying. Top of the key, a near steal by Wrangle, but Kira able to get it back. It's Abby Davidson, left wing. Back out high to Kira. Now between the circles, it is Grace Nelson. No score. Streaks for the basketball. Left baseline. Kira with it. 2-3 zone by Alleman, but there's a coming out and guarding.
Really extending it out.
Yeah. Kira drives a little floater from the right side. Came up a little bit short. Rebound comes away to Katie Brewer. Nice spot by Kira. Couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, no, you know, it was good. You want to find the middle of the 2-3. It really breaks the 2-3 down. So a nice job by Kira getting in there. He just unfortunately left that shot a little short.
Wrangle left wing being guarded by Grace Nelson. Top of the key goes to Thomas. Inside down the left side. Holke kicks it back out to Wrangle for three. Too strong. Rebound Cadence Leidick for the Streaks. Interesting, the balls here, they're game balls. It might be all of them. They have actually the lettering on them is green. It's interesting to see. The ball gets knocked away from Kira down to the right baseline. Now we're going to have a – oh, no, they didn't call
they
the
They never called the
– Yeah, I think Kira thought they were going to. She let go. Now Alleman comes away with it. Nice defense by Grace Nelson. Hustle from behind to knock it away from Audrey Erickson. It goes out of bounds. I'm not sure why. Kira stands. There's two Alleman players with the hands on the ball. Kira had her hand on the ball. They never moved the whistle.
Yeah.
Erickson inbounds. Comes to Thomas out high on the right side working against Kira. 6:42 to play first quarter. No score. Thomas, can we get a five call here? She got rid of the ball finally, but I think it was more than five. He was counting. Wrangle now on the dribble, top of the key. Gets it off to Brewer. Now right wing it goes to Erickson. Erickson stops, top of the key to Holke. Left wing, this is Thomas. Thomas dribbles right, brings it back out high, and gives way to Brewer. Out high right side to Rangel. Avery Rangel dribbles left and fires a three. Got it. Avery Rangel.
Rangel gets the scoring started.
3-0 Alleman, 6:10 to play here in the first quarter. Rangel averaging just under 10 points a game in the conference. Top of the key, Grace Nelson.
Kind of surprised Kira didn't pull on that one. She had a good look at it and just decided not to take the shot.
Grace between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Caden Slidek. High post. Abby Lingenfelter swings it over to Kiara. Left wing for three. Good.
There
nothing but
goes.
Net on that. Good start. And we are tied at 3, 5:48 to play first quarter.
Yeah, she had one once before when the ball got kicked from Cadence over to her on the wing. She didn't like the shot or didn't like her lineup. So then she rotated back through. Streaks get the ball back to her. Abby Lingenfelter goes strong side block all the way over to the weak side wing. And nice job getting that three.
Rangel gets around on the baseline, pulls it back to the left side, gives to Holke, top of the key. Holke averaging just about 13 points a game in the conference. Erickson averaging just over 10. Rangel, as we said, just over 9 points a game. This is Erickson drive baseline. Shot blocked by Abby Davis, and Abby Lingenfelter with the rebound, but the outlet pass off the mark. Rangel comes up with it. Erickson, top of the key for three. Good. Nice job by Alleman on the defense after the great block by Abby Davidson. Quickly back the other way. It's 6-3 now Alleman, 5:03 to play first quarter. Kara thought about the three left wing. Swings it over Cadence on the right wing, down on the right block. Tried to get it to Abby Davidson, kind of overthrew her. Fortunately, Holke bailed us out and knocked it away.
The pass got tipped up in the air by the defender, and that put the pass just a little bit above Abby's hands. And then Abby kind of bobbled it, but fortunately went ultimately off of Holke out of bounds. Juniper comes in and replaces Abby Davidson.
Capri Ferguson in for Grace Nelson. Capri will inbound for the right baseline, and it comes to Cadence. Cadence on the right wing, penetrates, gets between two defenders up off the glass and in. Nice job. Split the defenders, looked a la Kiara Kilgore there.
We don't see that a lot from Cadence, but it was a nice move. We've seen some nice moves from her driving to the basket in the last few games. Let's hope that she can continue that.
6-5 Alleman. This is Erickson, cut off by Juniper Forsman. Now Holke gives to back to Erickson, now down on the left block, and she gets it up. And actually, that was Brewer that got it to her. So Erickson with five, and it's 8-5 Alleman. 4.5 minutes to play first quarter. Abby Lingenfelter puts it on the floor, gives to Cadence, left wing. She'll put it on the floor, swings it over to Capri Ferguson on the right wing. Back to Kara, top of the key. Kara penetrates, pulls up just inside the free throw line, rolls off just a little bit off the mark there. Nice soft touch, couldn't get it to fall. Holke comes away with it. Holke brings it up herself, left side, up off the glass, missed it badly.
Terribly.
And Capri Ferguson with a rebound, 2-on-2 break for the streets. Capri splits the defenders up and in one. And one.
Oh,
my gosh. She was in the motion of shooting, got bumped with the hip, and he's not going to give her the shot. That was a tough shot to make because she had taken the contact as she was going up. Wow.
We've seen this year. We've seen some much worse continuations. Yeah. That one was right there.
Into Kiara, left baseline for three. Too strong. Juniper Schwartz from weak side rebound. Up off the glass. Oh, too strong. Kiara with a weak side rebound. Can't hit. And Holke brings it away for Alleman. Streaks with two good cracks at it. Couldn't get it to fall. Nice job on the offensive glass, but couldn't come away with anything. This is Thomas, left wing, top of the key. Holke on high right side. It's Rangel. Rangel against Capri Ferguson. Top of the key. It goes to Annie Rouse, who's in.
Did Capri take that first shot there?
No, it was Kiara had attempted a three.
Oh, it's Kiara's.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. This is Thomas, right wing. Steph back, fires a three, missed it. Weak side
over
rebound.
The back.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah, it was Erickson went over the back of Caden Slidek, and the official right under that didn't give us a continuation, didn't call it. The official on our side called it. That's two now on Audrey Erickson.
That could be a big loss. She came out and started hot, five quick points, and now we're going to get a math timeout.
3:23 to play first quarter. Alleman 8, Galesburg 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Tried all the hiring websites to no avail? It's time to utilize your local resource. You post your listing and we drive thousands of listeners to check it out. So get ready for the applications to roll in and your position to be filled. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at the Grandview Restaurant on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
3:23 to play first quarter. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at Don Morris Gym, Amelin High School. Streets trail 8-5. The Illini had a big win over Indiana here earlier today at Assembly Hall over in Bloomington, 74-57. The sophomores win here this afternoon, 44-16 was the final score in that ball game. So not actually some pretty good basketball so far to start this game. And, you know, talking with Steve Ford, they're a lot like us, that they've had some ups and downs. They've had some really good games, and then they've had some games where they turned it over, games they lost and maybe they shouldn't have. So very similar teams. But we've come out to both teams playing pretty good basketball so far.
Yeah. Well, and the reality for the Streets is they're getting the looks. It's just not many of them have fallen just yet. I mean, even the offensive boards with the Streets have really done a nice job getting the offensive boards against this 2-3. And one of the toughest things to do is defensive rebound out of a 2-3 zone. So the Streaks are doing a good job taking advantage of that.
Capri with it, left baseline to Kiera, fires a three, short, right on the mark. I thought that was going,
yeah,
but it was short.
Right.
Rebound comes away to Rouse. Rouse brings up, stopped and lost a handoff. That should be Streaks basketball. And the official ran right past it, didn't turn around and look. And the official coming up the court had to make the call. That was actually a very good call because it had gotten tapped, and then she just kind of lost the handle on it and fell out of bounds. Abby Davidson back in, gets the care between the circles. Capri Ferguson now left wing. Nice backdoor feed to Abby Davidson.
Nice.
Off the glass and in.
Great job. Great setup and a great pass by Capri. She kept that ball high. She didn't throw a lollipop pass. She kept it high, and Abby did a great job of never putting the ball down. She caught it high, and she just finished high.
Erickson left wing, 8-7 Alleman, 2:38 to play first quarter. Erickson pulls it out near the center circle. Out high left side to Holke. Holke, top of the key to Rouse, right wing. It's Erickson gets a, unfortunately, yeah. I think she just had enough of a hand on her. If she
I
had
know.
Her momentum, Holke's momentum was going toward the baseline, and
but I think
Abby Lingenfeld got a hand on her.
Yeah, and I think it was all momentum, but yeah, you're right. Abby had a hand on the lower back, and more times than not, that's probably going to get called that way.
Alexis Ederson in for the Streaks, and she will give Caden Slidick a break with 2:29 to play in the quarter. In it comes to Holke, right wing, gets to Rouse out high, working against Abby Davidson. Now right wing, it's Rangel. Down on the right block, tried to get to Holke, and oh, that should be Streaks' ball. They're going to say Abby Lingenfelter knocked it away. A little contact there between Abby and Holke. Holke kind of swung the elbow back at her. I'm not going to do that to Abby Lingenfelter.
Yeah.
Inbound comes to Rouse on the right wing. She'll bring it back out high. Gives to Holke out between the circles. 2:17 to play first quarter. Streets trail 8-7. Right wing, it's Rangel. Rangel, first time around, was the only player in double figures.
Oh,
she scored 11.
There wasn't much contact at all there.
And then he called a continuation on that. But
well,
Rangel
that one
puts it up and in.
Traditionally would probably be a continuation,
yeah.
But geez, I mean, They basically, Capri was near her, but I don't even know if she made contact with her.
So Capri Ferguson's first foul, second team foul on the Streets. Avery Rangel goes to the free throw line. She's got 5 points, puts it up, and made it. And make it 11-7, Alleman. So, yeah, Rangel, the only one in the double figures last time we played, with 11 points.
Oh.
She's averaging about 9.
How
yeah.
was there no foul on Rangel there?
Yeah, on Capri
yeah. got it bumped to the sideline.
Abby Davidson now gets Alexis Ederson, now out near the center circle to Capri Ferguson, still playing that 2-3 zone where they're extending out and picking up the ball. Capri to Alexis, right wing, swing it over to Kiera, left wing. She'll fire the long three, short, rebound tapped by
they're
Abby.
They're going to get over the back on Abby.
Yeah. I think that one hand was up and tapped the ball. I think she might have had the other hand on the back, and that might be why. So that's two on Abby Lingenfeld.
Yeah.
That's going to bring Juniper Schwartzman in to replace Abby. That's unfortunate. All right, 1:41 to play in half, 11-7 Alleman. Well, we knew this team was going to come out and play against them. We're not playing bad basketball. We just got to get some shots to fall.
Right.
Erickson will bring it up and set for the Pioneers to Holke on high left side, left wing to Rangel, working against Capri Ferguson. Top of the key to Erickson. Got a pick and a wide open three. Got it. Erickson's second.
Yeah, she drilled two of those now.
Yeah, second three. And actually, I gave Rangel's. No, she did. There, here we go. Okay, yeah. She's got 6, 8, 9.
She should have 8.
Well, 8, okay. Oh, you know what? Erickson didn't have a free throw, did she? I gave Rangel's free throw to her.
Yeah, Rangel has 6.
14-7 is the Alleman lead, and now a 30-second timeout. I believe the Streaks called it. Streaks trail 14-7 thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Love driving this car. We've gotten to drive it several times, including drove it Tuesday. Tuesday we drove it to Canton. We drove it to, up here to Rock Island Friday night. And again today it's a 2019. It is a Nissan Murano SV, all-wheel drive, a nice mid-size SUV. Got a ton of room, very, very comfortable ride. And as you expect from Nissan, it is going to be a quality ride that's going to last you a long time. $31,995 on the sticker right now. You can go talk to them about this one. They'll have it on the lot after today, and you can check it out if you're looking new. As Kiera fires the three left baseline, comes up short, and a rebound comes away to Brewer. Now it's Thomas with it. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. If you're looking for new, they can find it for you as well. A minute to play here in the first quarter. Rangel, left wing, penetrates to the left elbow. Now kicks out to Thomas between the circles. Now Holke on high left side, goes to the wing, pulls it back out with 51. Holke between the circles, working against Abby Davidson, goes to the left wing, fakes and goes baseline, leans it up off the glass. Good. Nice move by Holke. She's a pretty good ball handler.
Yeah.
She faked back toward the top of the key and got Abby going that way, then went left and got a nice one up off the glass. 16-7 Alleman. Kiera, left wing, fakes the three this time, penetrates and dumps it inside to Abby Davidson. Little 10-footer is no good. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman gets tied up by Holke. Possession arrow points toward the Pioneers.
Well, and that's where that situation earlier where Kiera didn't get the tie-up kind of comes back to bite the streak, because that would have been streak ball there.
Yeah. All right, Cadence Leidick back in. Streaks pick up with full court pressure when it comes to Thomas. 25 seconds to play. Holke now in the backcourt. Guarded by Abby Davidson. Brings it across left to the center circle with 19. Holke between the circles with 17. Dribbles right. Now with 14. She's going to dribble it out. Tapped away by Kiera. Holke gets it back in the center circle. Now with 9. Holke, a high dribble. I don't know if she knows how much time's left. Now gets it off to Rangel. Rangel knows. She'll stop and fire the 3. Airballed it. And rebound came down to Abby Davidson. She lost the handle on it. And Thomas came away with it. I'm not sure why Thomas didn't try to put the shot on.
Well, I don't think Thomas or Abby knew how much time was left. Abby thought there was less. So all she had to do was corral that one. And I think Thomas didn't realize there was so little.
All right, one quarter of the books. It is Alleman 16, Galesburg 7. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like First Presbyterian Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Streets with the ball to start the second quarter, trailing 16-7. Tom Erdott there, Gibson, Don Morris, Jim, and Alleman. Right wing it goes to Caden Flydick, fakes the three, drives in, gets
nice
up over the top
take.
Of the defense, off the glass and in.
Strong take right there by Cadence.
They get 16-9. She's got 4. Second quarter just underway. Rangel loses the basketball, has to pick it up out near midcourt, now looking for help. We're going to get a 5 call. There we go. Thank you. That's a 5-second call. That's just the 3rd turnover of the game for Alleman. Streaks with just 1. Okay.
2 for Alleman now, 2 for the Streaks.
Okay, sorry about that. So, yeah, it's almost surprising that the Streaks are down as they are and they haven't been turning the ball over. They just haven't been hitting shots. Now Alexis Edgerson, left wing, 3-pointer and off the mark. Weak side rebound taken away by Caden Flydick. Had to save it inbounds. Oh, and Abby Lehenfelder going after a step out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Pioneers. So Streaks just cannot hit the three to start the game. But where you got the openings is when we've gotten it down on the block, we've been scoring, and we just haven't gotten it in that post enough. Rangel on the dribble in the backcourt. Gets it off to Holke. She'll bring it across. Met by Abby Lingefelter. Bounces 4. Who's in now? That's Brewer. Brewer with it, dribbles right, looking for help, gets it off to Rangel. Near steal by Capri Ferguson. Now she got away from her, kicks it over to Holke out high left side. Holke on the wing. Nice job defensively by Abby Langefeld over Caden Slidick with the help, steals it all the way down the right side, lays it up and in. Cadence with the help on the defense, forced a turnover.
Up to a good start.
16-11 now, Alleman leads. Left wing, it's Thomas for the Pioneers. Drives baseline, dribbled it off her foot. So it's going to go back to the streak. So another, is that four now on Alleman?
Yep.
Four Alleman turnovers, and Steve Ford calls timeout. This is a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it right here. 6:30 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 16-11. Sophomores a 44-16 winner here. The Illini get a big win over Indiana on the road, 74-57. Coming up next week, our final regular season game will be at home, John Thiel Gym, but it's a Wednesday night game. It's really interesting that the Western Big Six Conference gave teams the choice to play different days next week, and a couple of them chose Wednesday, because I think Alleman also plays next Wednesday night. They've got UT.
When does their regional start, Ben?
They will play the play-in game on Saturday.
That's weird, because usually the 2A is the week before, 1 and 2A are the week before.
Yeah. Well, but they've changed it, because remember, state tournaments, they're all together.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yep. All right. Capri Ferguson gives to Cadence Leidick, right wing. Brings it back out high. Gives to Capri. Back to Cadence on the right wing. 6:18 to play. Swings it over to Alexis Edgerson, left wing. She'll penetrate. Back out to Capri. She'll penetrate. Little runner. Up off the back iron. No good. Nice soft touch. She does a good job. A very similar shot to what Kiara does in there. Just couldn't get it to fall. So the Streaks struggling from the field so far. 6 minutes to play. First half trailing 16-11. Erickson nearly taken away by Cadence Leidick.
Yeah.
And now,
Carey.
I thought they were going to call the foul on
right.
Cadence.
So did I.
I don't know. Where was it, Carey, though?
She went to recover the ball, she did pick it up high, but then she immediately put it into Cadence's hand. So I don't know that it actually touched the floor.
Yeah, so, but we get it on the turnover. Abby Davidson back in replacing Alexis Edgerson. So the four of the Streak starters back in there with Capri Ferguson. Kiara, left wing, to Capri, top of the key, back to Kiara, left side, puts it on the floor, back out high to Capri. Now right wing, Caden swings it all the way over to Kiara. Now high post, it goes to Abby Lingenfelter, gets it down to Abby Davidson, turns, fades away, can't hit. I wish she would have gone straight up. I think she might have lost a handle on the ball, I'm not sure about it.
Straight up into the hands.
Yeah, yep, and I think that's what Coach Massey was just indicating to her. Hey, you get that, take it up. That was a great look from Abby Lingenfelter, high-low there, and Abby Davidson kind of lost. Oh,
man, Cadence has got her hands all over the basketball.
Erickson's not going to want to handle it at all.
No.
Now Thomas between the circles gets it on the right wing to Carson Wendt, a 5'9 sophomore in. Now Holke, left wing to Thomas, 5'10 to play in the half. Now it's Rouse with it. Gives to Erickson. Erickson in the paint, scoops it up. Shot may have been partially blocked by Abby Davidson. I'm not sure. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. 5 minutes to play in the half. Down court to Kiara, left wing. Underneath, tried to get to Abby Davidson, but Thomas got in the passing lane there, and the Streaks turned it over.
Yeah, it was a good job by Thomas sliding in front of Abby Davidson. Streaks got to throw that ball up, though, a little bit to Abby. Let Abby go get it because Thomas is way smaller.
Left wing, it's Erickson, fakes left, right now, got no help, but she missed the shot. Rebound off the hands of Abby Lingenfelter. Cadence Leidick comes away with it. Streaks on the run. 3-on-2. Cadence right side gets up over Holke.
Oh, how is there no foul?
Where was the – I mean, there was contact. She went up. Holke was trying to draw the charge, and she was not set. She was falling back, but still there was contact.
Well,
it's going to go – I thought they said it was Streaks' ball. Now they got Alleman down. He pointed that way. I thought wait a minute.
No.
He's saying it's streak ball. No, because that's the way he indicated.
Right, which makes absolutely no sense because if you're saying there was no foul, it went off of Cadence's hand.
Yeah.
And so that's what the officials are talking about right now. I'm sure this official here is like, well, you didn't call a foul. So if you're not calling the foul, then it should have been off of the shooter. They're going to call the third one over.
They're going to change it. They're going to change it. I mean, if it's me, if I'm the other official, well, dude, you should have called the foul. So you made the wrong call both ways.
Jump ball.
A jump ball. And they get possession. Wow.
How is this a jump ball?
Wow. That's not. The official that made the call was right on the play, right under the basket.
Yeah, how does he lose priority there?
Yeah, wow.
Usually that's how it goes, is if somebody else didn't have a clear look at it, you defer to the one that was on top of the play that made the call.
And you either overturn it or you don't. You don't call a jump ball. It's not a neutral situation.
Right, because there was an affirmative call. The only time you call jump ball is when nobody knows what happened.
Yeah. Three-pointer by Holke, no good. Grace Nelson with a rebound for the Streaks. They trail 16-11, 4-07. Well, I just had that with a friend of mine that officiates down in Florida, and he had made the call. He was right on, made the right call. I saw the video of it, and the other two officials got together, and they changed his call. And he's like, he had to tell the coach, said, sorry, I made the call. They overruled me. And it just changed. Now Kiera down on the block and got contact. Oh, my goodness.
No, how are you calling a charge?
Are you kidding me? Kiera turned. She got bumped, and then the girl fell down. And he's saying she pushed off on her. Wow.
And it was well after. She had already gotten to the other side of the floor.
This is the official that changed the other call. Oh, my goodness.
What is his deal?
Wow, now Coach Massey's on him now. Are you kidding me? That was ridiculous. Whoa. Well, Mass timeout now. 3:51 to play first half. Streaks trail 16-11. Why don't they overrule that one? Why don't you change that? Because that was worse than the other one. Streaks trail 16-11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bazzari from WGIL. Now through February 9th, when you come to Discovery Depot, you can make a Valentine for a veteran. Your Valentine can be for a friend or a family member, or leave it at Discovery Depot, and they'll make sure it gets to the troops. To learn more about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, you know, Eric just made a good point off the air. The baseline official twice in a row has gotten overruled because he made a no call there, which you could have argued there was a defensive foul, but Kier didn't lose the ball.
Well, right.
And then the guy out here near midcourt calls the charge.
He's done it twice now. Same guy both times.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So it'll be Alleman ball out of the timeout. 3:51 to play first half. And the Streaks trail 16-11.
Well, through just over 4 minutes of play here in the second quarter, Alleman has yet to score. Streaks do have 4 points, so they've cut the deficit to 5.
But had two scoring opportunities taken away from them. All right, full court pressure from the Streaks, and it comes to Erickson. I'm surprised she's having him clear out and wants to go against Cadence.
Right.
Erickson does get across midcourt right side, goes to the right elbow, dumps it down to Rouse, puts it up, no good. Rebound tapped out by Cadence. Grace Nelson comes away with it. Grace, two-on-one break with Kiera. Bounces left side to Kiera. Goes across and gets hammered.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
We're actually going to get a call this time.
See if this guy's going to try to overrule him. foul, who they call?
Is that Rouse? No, Holke. You're right.
They're Holke. That is her first. So that's going to put Kiera Kilgore at the free throw line. First free throw attempts for the Streaks here in this ball game. 3:34 to play first half, trailing 16-11. First one is up and good. Kiera with four in the game. Brewer back in, and she'll replace Erickson, who's got two fouls. Abby Davidson waiting to check in for the Streaks, and she'll replace Juniper Schwartzman for the starting five back on the floor for the Streaks with 3:34 to play. Streaks trailing by four here in the first half. Kiera Kilgore, the sophomore. Second free throw up and good. Well, that's a good start from the line for the Streaks.
Yes. One we haven't seen in quite a while.
Nope. In full court pressure, and it comes to
Thomas. They're going to call Kiera with a hold.
Wow. Hey, overrule him on this one, too. Yeah. You're on this side of the court opposite the baseline. That's two on Kiera now. Two on Abby Leofelter, one on Capri Ferguson. 3:31 to play.
Coach Massey changing up the how he wants the press set up as Abby Davidson was up close.
Now Holke will bring it up, working against Kiera Kilgore.
There's
pushes
a
off.
Off.
And Kiera nearly stole the ball, goes to the floor, now it's high up.
Oh, my gosh!
He's got a push on Kiera. Holke lost the ball, fell to the floor.
Wow.
And then Kiera went after the jump ball. She lost her footing and fell to the floor. Wow, why did you overrule this one? Oh, my goodness. There was Kiera knocked the ball away, and Holke's trying to recover and just fell to the floor. That's three on Kiara Kilgore. Coach, oh, my goodness.
Coach Massey's livid.
Wow.
And we haven't seen him this angry.
Yeah, he doesn't get that way with officials very often.
We haven't seen him this way in
Wow,
years.
That was horrible.
That might have been one of the worst calls
I've
ever seen.
And Grace just stole the inbound, but she got Rangel actually fouled her on the inbound. Now Cadence for three from the right wing. No good. Rebound tapped around. Holke comes away with it. Cole Rommelman.
Wow.
Wow, that was horrendous.
I don't think I've seen – oh, wow.
That's – oh, my God.
She literally – went to the floor to try to recover the ball after she had lost it, and then the official alleges that
she Kiara pushed her.
Yeah. She
basically going after, and there was a push off. Got to be a push off. Are they going to call Cadence?
Yep.
Holke pushed off.
She does it every time with the off arm.
Watch the off. Oh my goodness! How do you not see that? That now,
yeah,
now Coach Massey's talking about that. He's like, now he's calling timeout. And I think he's going to talk to the official. Call the push off. My goodness. 30-second timeout. Now, unfortunately, the official that's not making the bad calls is getting the brunt of it because the others are staying away from him.
Right.
Wow. You're pointing where it's at, but you didn't call the push-off.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. 30-second timeout. Wow. This is
– We've seen some bad officiating crews, but, man.
So the one on Kiara over there is not unlike Geneseo when she picked up her fifth. When she fell one way and Ludwig went the other way, was nowhere close, and they said she tripped her. She tripped over her own feet. Kiara couldn't have reached her to foul her. So similar on this one. I mean, Kiara knocked the ball away. Holke lost her footing and fell, and Kiara got called for a push. So she's got three fouls here in the first half. My goodness.
And now that's seven. It's puts Holke to the line.
Yeah, and so Holke goes to the line after pushing off. And, oh, my goodness.
And Holke does it every time she dribbles the basketball. And misses the free throw.
Abby Lingenfelter.
That's one of those, the ball don't lie.
Yeah. Yep. Alexis Edgerson left wing with it. Out between the circles. Grace Nelson out right wing. It goes to Caden. Swings it over to Alexis for three. Missed it. And a rebound tapped out and kept alive by Abby Lingenfelter. Now right wing. Caden's left wing. It goes to. Oh, there you go. Hey.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. The official that has been in another world. Rouse came up and banged into Alexis Edgerson. They actually called the foul.
We had to delay, though, to make sure it was not a push off or
and then,
a charge.
Then his mechanics when he's showing what she did. I'm not sure what that exactly was.
Little,
he slid
little
across
slide,
the floor.
Yeah.
A dance move. Cadence with it. Left side goes left elbow. Penetrates. Little runner got hammered. No call. Abby Davidson with the rebound. Hammered. Thank you.
Jeez.
And the official right under the basket. Didn't make the call. Again, it's a different one out near midcourt, and we could see it from here. So Abby Davidson is going to go to the free throw line. Foul one against Rouse. That is her second.
God,
so Abby Davidson.
Who took
line
that first shot? Was it Cadence?
Yes.
I keep getting caught up in.
Oh, my gosh. 16-13. We're only down by three, surprisingly.
Right.
So Abby Davidson, the free throw line. And first one is good.
I thought that was going to be long.
It looked like it didn't come out for hand correctly, but it went in. So she's got three.
Has a chance to cut this to a one-point game.
2:25 to play first half. 16-14 is the Alamann lead. Second one for Abby is up and good. 16-15, full court pressure, and it comes to Rangel working against Grace Nelson. Strictly right-handed, and she's able to get up the floor that way, and she's very unsure with her left hand.
Yeah, she went around the back and just immediately put it back in the right hand.
Rangel still with it, top of the key, picks up and looking for help. A nice defense by the Streaks. Now it's Holke. Holke dribbles right, crosses over into the paint. And,
I know that one.
We get a call, though.
It's going to be a reach, I think, on Abby, but.
Abby Lingenfelter, it could be Cadence. I don't know.
No, I think it's Abby Davidson.
Abby Davidson, okay.
Yeah, I think
Abby Lingenfelter was there also.
Yeah, Abby just put too much hands on her when she went to go try to make the steal.
So Holke, another attempt at the one and bonus. That's 18 fouls on the streaks now. Holke, the sophomore. 5'10 sophomore, missed it again. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. Streaks have a chance to take the lead. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Right wing, it's Abby Davidson with it. Top of the key, out between the circles. Alexis Edgerson to Grace Nelson, left wing. Nice
there
over the top pass, Abby Davidson, right baseline. And Holke
foul by Holke.
For the foul.
That's her second.
And Steve Ford's upset. He's not upset about the foul, though. He saw that play coming, and he talks about this. Even years interviewing at Moline, we know the plays. We know what's coming. It's whether the girls execute, and they didn't that time.
I was going to say, he's seen that play coming for several years.
So that went Holke. That's her second.
Yep. There's tie game, 16-16. Abby hits the first one. See if she can give the Streaks their first lead of the game.
Yeah. We were tied at three, I think, right? Capri Ferguson in to replace Grace Nelson. 1:52 to play in the half, tied at 16. Abby Davidson with 5 points in the game. Hoping to make it six and hoping to give the Streaks the lead. Yeah, key. I mean, we have Kira Kilgore playing with three fouls in the second half.
On the bench. And Oh, yeah, in the second half, yeah.
Yeah, missed it. Holke with a rebound. I thought she double dribbled. She dropped it and picked up and dribbled. Left wing, it's Thomas now, 1:45 to play in the half. Thomas working against Alexis Edgerson. Bounces for Brewer. Now top of the key, it goes to Holke. Left wing to Thomas with 1:36 to play.
Should be.
Oh, my gosh.
What? It was a call
they
there.
They called a push. Oh, my goodness. Every time Grace Meltzer, whoever's handling the ball, gets it, Rangel puts a hand on him and checks him. I don't even know that that happened there. And
well, and if
Alexis
anything, there was a moving
called for a foul.
Screen in the lane that Abby couldn't get by. I think it was Brewer kind of pushed her out like an offensive lineman.
Wow, so Thomas to the free throw line with chance to win a bonus, makes the first. After this one, they'll be shooting two free throws for the rest of the half.
Well, wow. That was their first point of the second quarter.
17-16 now, make it 18 as she hits both. 1:34 to play. Capri Ferguson on the dribble, left wing. Alexis Edgerson for three, good! Alexis Edgerson gives the Streaks their first lead. On the feed from Capri Ferguson, 19-18 Streaks, 1:20 to play here in the second quarter. Rangel behind the back, picks up, gives to Holke out high right side. Holke working against Caden Slidick.
She does not want to dribble against her.
Oh, now Rangel got free back door, but was overthrown by Brewer, and the Pioneers turn it over with 1:06 to play. Let's see if we can take advantage here. Capri Ferguson to trigger against the 2-3 zone. Gets to Alexis Edgerson.
I know you.
And there's a reach and a push right there they don't call.
I also think Alexis got away with the travel, so.
Well, see, that's what I thought happened when they called the foul over there.
He traveled again. Yeah. And he called it. This guy's kind of slow with his whistle.
Yeah. Now Erickson will check back in.
And very demonstrative,
Brewer.
Too.
Yeah. 51.2 to play here in the
I'd be tempted if I was
half.
Coach Massey, if they get the ball back, I would have been tempted on that one to get Kira into the game and just hold for the last shot.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here if he does that. Streaks lead 19-18, top of the key. Rouse left wing goes to Erickson, working against Caden Slide at top of the key. Rangel fires a three. Good. First, second of the game. She's got nine. And the Streaks turn it over. Over three, Alexis. She had no chance of reeling that one in. Fifth Streaks turnover.
Well, Caden didn't catch the ball cleanly, and then when she went to throw it, it kind of slipped out of her hand, so she airmailed it.
27 seconds to play. Erickson will bring it across. 21-19, Alleman.
Yeah, I was going to imagine they were going to hold for one here.
Erickson on the dribble. Gets to Holke, top of the key with 17. Now it's Rangel with 15. Rangel to Rouse out high right side. Traveled. She caught it and then took a little hop right in front of the official. Left wing, Rangel. Left baseline, Erickson. And
good play.
Holke got away and missed the shot. She got free. Missed it. 2 seconds to play. Alexis Edgerson, she got fouled. She got fouled. Trying to throw from three-quarter court. She got fouled by Erickson, and they didn't call it.
Yeah, and
she had no chance to make the shot. However, she got fouled on it.
Yeah, and the official just not interested. Just not interested.
I mean, she she got it with about just maybe 3 seconds to play and turned, took a dribble, tried to go up for the shot, and got fouled by Erickson, and that would have been her third foul. And he didn't care.
Nope.
Didn't care. Wow. We have played one half of basketball. You were right. We've seen some bad officiating, and we've seen some really bad calls. I mean, Lincoln or whatever, but just as consistency, this game, maybe after Thursday night, having the best officiating we've had all year.
Yeah.
Thought they did a pretty good job.
No, I thought, all in all, I thought they did a really good job.
All right, halftime, it is Alleman 21, Galesburg 19. We will take a timeout, come back and talk a little bit about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh.
Perfect every time, Mr. B.
But we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 stars of excellence.
You better call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Seminars will be in Galesburg on Saturday, February 19th from 11 until 1. Registration starts at 10:30. Sign up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight. Find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get signed up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School, Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Alleman Pioneers 21-19 after being outscored 16-7 in the first quarter. Streaks outscored Alleman 12-5 in that second quarter. Well, oh my goodness, what a interesting first quarter basketball. We had a call where the official who was right on the play, and you know he probably wasn't correct, but in the overruling, they didn't just overrule him, they decided to call it a jump ball, yeah. As if what you do when nobody knows
right.
Exactly what happened. Because there are times when all three officials are blocked from a play, like say two players are going after the ball, it goes
yeah,
out of bounds,
on the sideline or on the baseline. Yeah.
So then you call the jump ball. Okay, hey, we didn't see it. We don't know what happened. But so the ball went back to Alleman that time, and that was actually, honestly, you could have called a defensive foul
right.
on the shot when it went up. But since you didn't call it, the ball should have been off on us. But
right.
The fact is, he gave it back to us, and then got overruled by somebody out near midcourt, and he was right on the play.
And then you had the charge down on the baseline
that was
a no call.
Yeah, and it was way late.
And that
there,
was
it wasn't a
Kira.
Charge anyway. And that yeah, there was no charge anyway. There
right.
was maybe a little contact.
If anything, it was
defense.
It was a defensive block.
And then when the official again out, there's an official right on the play on the baseline, didn't call it, and then the official out near midcourt late makes a call after Kira's going. And then Kira's third foul comes on, knocked the ball away from Holke handling out near midcourt. Holke, in trying to gather the ball, fell over, just lost her footing. Kira's back, and she pulled her hand back so she wouldn't get a reach call. The girl just fell, and then she falls on the ball, and then Kira reaches in to tie her up, and he calls a push.
Yep.
She knocked her over.
That was one of the craziest ones because she literally lost her balance because the ball was between her legs, and her legs got tangled with her own legs.
Yeah, crazy. All right, so the Streaks trail 21-19, but we're in the game, and one of the big things, we'll get to this in the stats, the free throw line has kept us in it, and, you know, unfortunately, we're shooting much better than we have some games, and that's kind of keeping us in it. Sophomores win 44-16, Illini win at Indiana earlier today 74-57. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and run down some halftime stats and talk more about what's upcoming on the schedule. Streaks Trail 21-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
If you've been scared for an amount of time and then you're just looking at someone without a mask, it almost feels unsafe.
I've heard people like this.
They will say,
wonder where his mask was. You hear them talk to themselves. It's like some freak show if you don't have one on. Maybe easier to rob a bank now without a mask on.
What does that mean?
Because they're frightened when you come in.
Everybody hits the deck as soon as
right.
you walk in the door.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streets.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. No other city in Illinois is getting this amount of grant money to build a new library, and we're not going to let it pass us by. This is Heather Sipes, Executive Director of the Galesburg Public Library Foundation. The new Galesburg Public Library construction is moving forward. It will be a warm, inviting place to read and research while offering cutting-edge technology and programs for all residents. To see what the new library will look like, stop in or go to galesburg.info, keyword library. Because we're not just building a library, we're connecting a community.
The WGIL forecast. Patchy blowing snow, clear skies, low 16 tonight. Sun and 35 tomorrow, and cloudy, low 10 above tomorrow night. Sun and 25 on Monday. Tuesday up to 39, and Wednesday could get up to 40. Right now, 18, and you're listening to 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime back here at Don Moore's Gym. Tom Meredith there. Gibson Street Trail 21-19. Well, here's what the schedule looks like coming up. Tuesday night, Galesburg High boys in action. It'll be a big one at John Field Gym. They'll play host to the Rock Island Rocks. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Brad Benowitz. Jeremy Pickle will have that one for you here on WGIL. And then Wednesday night, the girls will wrap up the regular season. They'll play host to the Sterling Golden Warriors. Again, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Eric and I will be here for that. Thursday night, we'll have Illini basketball. They'll be on the road at Purdue. That'll be a tough one. We'll see what the Illini can do coming up next Thursday night.
At least they have some momentum going.
That's
in.
True.
Two big wins.
Yep, absolutely. Then Friday, the boys will host Alleman. And Sunday, a week from tomorrow, the Illini will play host to Northwestern. They played up there, right, the other night? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll host Northwestern. And then the girls will open postseason play coming up on Tuesday, the 15th. Unfortunately, we're going to have a conflict that night. The boys will be on the road at Quincy. We'll be at Sterling for the girls' game. Ours will be a later start, so we'll be on 92.7 FM, the Laser, that night because the boys will have their normal 6:40 and 7 o'clock. We'll be a 7:10 pregame, 7:30 tip because we'll be the second game that night at Sterling. And then if we win the championship Thursday night, that would be a 7 o'clock start, so 6:40 pregame. All right, Streaks trail 21-19. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Caden Slidick with 6 points on three baskets, five apiece for Kira Kilgore and Abby Davidson. Kira with a three and two for two from the line. Abby with a basket and three for four from the line. 3 points for Alexis Edgerson on the three, five for six from the line for the Streaks, and 2 3-pointers. Nine for Avery Rangel, 2 threes, a two, and a free throw. 8 for Audrey Erickson, a couple of threes and a two. 2 points for Tyler Thomas on two free throws, two for Claire Holke on a basket, over two from the line. They were 3 for 5 from the line, 4 3-pointers.
7 turnovers apiece for each team. Streaks have owned the board so far, 16-9, including 5-1 on the offensive boards. Allman shot the ball well, 7 of 17 from the field, including 4 of 8 from distance, so they're shooting it really well from the outside. Streaks, on the other hand, 6 of 22 from the field, just 2 of 10 from downtown.
All right, just about ready to start the second half. It'll be Streaks ball. Kira Kilgore back in. She has got 3 fouls. That will be key here. We'll see what the officials feel like they want to do. Streaks trail 21-19 and a chance to tie it up or take the lead with a three here to start the second half.
It's always tough when you get that, you know, when you have 3 fouls and two of them aren't deserved.
Backdoor pass, Kira, left side, and overthrown a little bit, and the Streaks start the half with a turnover.
Well, unfortunately, I think the Allman player, Brewer, got her hands on the ball, so then Kira had to try to wrestle it away from her, and it went out of bounds.
So 8 Streaks turnovers in the ball game. This is Erickson on the dribble across midcourt, picks up, gets to Holke between the circles. Out high right side, Brewer lost the handle, now picks it up and gives to Erickson. Knocked away briefly by Cadence, and hopefully don't call a foul.
Right.
Let's see. Oh, we're going to call a jump ball this time. Because, again, what happened, Erickson, Cadence knocked the ball away. Erickson fell to the floor to try to pick it up and then got tied up by both Cadence and Abby Davidson, and the possession arrow points toward Alleman.
Yeah, almost an identical play of what Kira picked up her third foul on.
Yeah. And it's same official. Oh, no, that was a different official.
No, it was.
Time.
It was was this official on our sideline.
Rangel on the dribble. Hey, he's making a 5 count. Look at that. But when she picked it up, he stopped. He stopped the count when she picked the ball up. That was odd because and Grace got closer to her even that time when she picked it up. That was odd. Hulkey on the dribble up top. Top of the key gives way to Thomas. Left wing goes to Erickson. Erickson underneath to Thomas. Up off the glass. No. And Thomas fighting for the rebound. We have a tie-up and
it should
jump
be a
ball.
Travel because yeah. He turned over with the ball, but we'll
it's
take it.
Go back to the streak. Good hustle by Thomas because I thought Abby Davidson had the rebound. Thomas somehow got in there, got a hand on it, and took it away. All right, Grace Nelson to set for the Streaks, who trail 21-19. No score yet here in the second half. Caden swings it over to Kiara. Left wing goes baseline. Gives to Abby Davidson, puts up the five-footer. No good. Kiara with a weak side rebound. Up off the glass. No, and the rebound's going to
go. Oh, it went off
my
to Brewer.
Goodness. Yeah, Brewer knocked the ball away from Abby Davidson. She had the inside position, and they're going to give it to Alleman. My goodness. Wow. Again, why don't you overrule them this time?
Right.
Wrangle across midcourt, left side. Crosses over, goes to the right, and just traveled with it. No call. Holke has it knocked away by Abby Lingefelter. And I thought maybe, who was it that ran and got the ball down out in the hallway? It was Thomas. I thought she got a hand on it going out, but they're going to give it back to Alleman.
I would assume we're not getting many of those 50-50 calls.
That's true. Holke on high left side, left wing to Thomas. Thomas looking for help. She just
double dribbled.
She double dribbled, and oh my goodness. She caught the ball, dropped it, and dribbled it, brought it back up. Now Erickson hits a three-pointer. What game are these guys watching? It was right in front of them. Caden Slidek gets bumped, goes left side, now threw it away. Yeah, as she was making the pass, she got bumped into the baseline, and so the pass was off the mark. So that is, what, 9 street turnovers now?
Yeah, 9 turnovers.
And they trail 24-19.
Well, the one thing that's clear is there's not going to be a lot of scoring in this game, so the Streaks have got to.
And, oh, a near steal by Abby Lingefelter. Holke able to get it back. Holke now lost the ball between her legs, now got it back. Tried to go between her legs with it, actually dribbled off her own leg and was able to get the dribble back. Good defense by Abby Lingefelter. Now Erickson with it in the center circle. 5:50 to play third quarter, 24-19 Alleman. Holke out high right side.
Ooh.
I didn't see what happened.
I think there was a collision between Erickson and who is that, Rouse?
It was the two Alleman players.
Yeah, right? I think she hit her in the face.
Yeah, I think it's Brewer.
Is it Brewer?
I can't tell if it's a tenor. Yeah, because Rouse is getting ready to come in for her.
Yeah.
So she took it right in the mouth, I think.
Right.
A shoulder or something, I don't know.
I don't. Did she lose her tooth?
I don't know. I thought they were going to call a foul on us.
I don't know. Is she laughing or is crying?
I can't tell. She's looking like she's in some pain.
Yeah.
So their trainer's looking at her. Got her over. They're going to put her next to the scorer's table and take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's crying. It's, yeah. Well, it hit on Erickson. It didn't bother her. She just, she kind of looked to see if she was all right.
I think they collided.
Yeah. So we resume play. Erickson with the basketball out between the circles. Alleman leads 24-19, 5:40 to play third quarter. Picks up. Mr. Rouse out high right side, guarded by Abby Davidson. Now Holke, top of the key.
Back door.
Oh, back door Erickson. That was a nice play. And Cadence, I think, turned her back on Erickson. She got away. She's got 13, make it 26-19 now, Alleman.
Yeah, it's starting to get in the iffy range. You don't want to let this lead get too big with how little scoring we're seeing in this game.
Cadence with it on the near side. Stops, fires a 17-footer short. Abby Davidson fighting for the rebound, gets it on the floor and able to get it off, and Caden Slida comes away with it. Nice hustle by Abby Davidson diving after that one. 5:05 to play in the third. Kiara out high left side. Left wing to Cadence. Bounces for Kiara, top of the key, penetrates in, pulls up a little 8-footer good.
Yeah, and that's what the Streaks need to do. We talked about in the first half. You got to attack the middle of that 2-3.
26-21 now, 4:45 to play here in quarter number three. Erickson walks it up, gets across midcourt left side. Bounces left baseline for Wrangle, stolen away by Grace Nelson. Grace, one on two, Wrangle from behind, and they're going to call the foul. Are they going to give her the continuation?
No,
it shouldn't be. Nope, they're staying on the floor. I'd say,
no,
you just never know.
Oh,
he did? No, he's calling 22. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he putting her at the free throw line?
Yeah, two shots, I told you. Yeah, I agree.
Coach Massey is asking about an intentional foul because he's saying she pushed her, like intentionally pushed her from the behind.
That only gets called at Lincoln.
Yeah, and again, I don't, we didn't get the continuation before, but we got it this time.
Right.
I don't think it should have been.
No, this one was definitely on the floor before the shot. Last time we were in the act of shooting. So
yeah. So, again, Fish Aid and Crew, we may have gotten the worst of it, but it's going both ways. Well, you mentioned a travel they missed earlier on us. And missed both free throws. Jennifer Schwartzman rebound. No, but she is fouled. Is it Rouse or Holke? Either one, it's their third foul.
They're going with Rouse.
So that's third foul on Rouse, who came in to replace the injured Brewer. So now Juniper Schwartzman at the free throw line. Great hustle on the offensive glass, and hits the first.
Needed that by
Juniper. Did that the other night and sparked us over at Rock Island in the first quarter. So now Rouse is going to go to the bench, and that will bring in Carson Wendt, a 5'9 sophomore. 26-22, 4:33 to play here in the third. Streaks trail. Now missed the second one. But Kira with a rebound. Kira, baseline. Lost the handle, got it back, gets to Cadence. Cadence penetrates, gets between the defenders, puts it up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Thomas came away with it that time. Streets couldn't get a bounce on that one. Streets trail by four. Rangel, right wing, brings it back out high, working against Capri Ferguson. Right wing, it goes to Thomas. Thomas gets a pick from Holke. Now gives to Wendt, top of the key, left wing. Ooh, steal by Capri.
Okay.
They're going to say it went off of her last.
Yeah, I wasn't sure she got fingertips on it or not.
So the Pioneers will inbound from the near sideline. 4:04 to play in the third. Streets trail 26-22. Thomas gets it in to Rangel out high on the left side. Rangel between the circles, right wing to Erickson. Erickson looking over the defense, now goes baseline, steps back, fires an 18-footer, missed it, weak side rebound, comes to Juniper Schwartzman. Capri Ferguson brings it up, gives to Cadence Lida. Cadence on the right wing, swings it over to Kiara on the left wing, she'll fire the three, good!
Nice.
Kiara Kilgo for three on the feed from Cadence Lida. Back to a one-point lead for Almond, 26-25. Oh, a near steal by Juniper Schwartzman, knocks it away, now Kiara comes up with it. Good defense by Juniper Schwartzman. Kiara on the dribble. Into the paint, bounces for Kiara. Right wing, fires a three, too strong. Kiara with a rebound, down the left side. He leans in. What did we call? Okay, a foul. I thought he was getting ready. The way he was indicating, I thought he was going to call a travel, but they call a foul.
On Thomas.
A push from behind.
Mask.
So, who was it? Tyler Thomas that got the foul?
Yep.
So, her first foul. Mask timeout. 3:21 to play here in the third quarter. It's Alleman 26, Galesburg 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantarini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342
Heat. Wear a yellow WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Knoxville Bar and Grill. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
3:21 to play third quarter. Streets trail the Alabama Pioneers 26-25 at Don Morris Gym. Tom Meredith there. Gibson, thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Anderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Freaks Road games all season long, basketball, boys and girls, football as well. Driving the very nice 2019 pre-owned Nissan Murano SV all-wheel drive. It's white in color, nice kind of a beige cloth interior. Very, I mean, it's really, really comfortable. I don't know if comfortable as riding as it is driving, because it's really comfortable driving.
It definitely is. Plenty of room.
And you're tall, and you need plenty of room. And this is one. And this is one I almost have the seat all the way back sometimes, because I usually have it all the way back, but this is one of those I can't quite have it all the way back. There's enough room that I got to move it up just a little bit. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Juniper Schwartzman to inbound, and right off the Abby Langenfelder took her eye off it for just a second and went right off her hands, and the Streaks turned it over when they had a chance to take a lead here. That's unfortunate.
10 turnovers out for the Streaks, 10 also for Alleman, so teams playing even there.
Full court pressure, in it comes Erickson. She'll go one-on-one against Cadence Leidick.
This did not bode well for her earlier in the game. I call out that screen, Abby.
Yeah, and
that,
here
that's
she is. She's pushing off. She keeps, every time Cadence gets close, she's pushing off with her off arm. Left wing goes to Rangel. And a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri down the right side, lays it up, and in. Streaks retake the lead.
Those were some quick photography skills there, Tom.
Why not grab the phone and got the shot? While making the call as well.
Yeah.
27-26.
Multitasking to its finest.
Thomas on the right wing. And, yep, there we go.
Yes.
There's the
wow.
screen, the illegal screen called on Rouse, and that's her fourth foul. Yeah. She leaned up into, who was it? Was it, I'm not sure who
Capri.
Was. Yeah, Capri. And the Streaks get it back as that's also a turnover for the Pioneers. And the Streaks can increase it to a new biggest lead of the game here. 2:42 to play in the third. Galesburg leading 27-26 now. Capri Ferguson to trigger. Picks up, gives to Kiera between the circles.
No.
Left wing. Ooh, and Thomas got in the passing lane there, knocked it away. Good defense.
Yeah, got to see the defender there. She was sitting in that passing lane just waiting for Cadence to come around the corner.
Streaks get it back, though, as Thomas knocked it out of bounds. Capri with it. Gives to Kiera left wing. Back to Capri between the circles. Dribbles left. Now to Kiera.
Well,
now, and
thing.
Now Erickson jumped the passing lane, gets the steal, and Alleman retakes the lead, 28-27.
Same thing. Streaks have got to be aware. They're jumping passing lanes.
15 for 6.
Oh, geez. Abby Lingenfelter just threw Thomas on the ground.
Now Kiera drives left baseline, up off the glass and in. I missed that. I just saw her on the floor and heard some Alleman fans yelling. Kiera Kilgore with a basket, though. And again, as we said, we're not sure what game these officials are watching.
No, Abby came through the lane to try to cut through the lane, and Thomas was standing in front of her, and she just put her on the floor.
Oh, and now she's going to get called for a foul that wasn't a foul. Holke caught the ball, and Abby reached toward it and got called for a foul. So Abby Lingenfelter with her
push,
third
which
foul.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. So three on Abby Lingenfelter, three on Kiera Kilgore. So now can we call Erickson every time she gets the ball and pushes off when Cadence is guarding her? Thomas, top of the key, left wing, goes to Rangel. Now Holke down the left block, leans in and gets it up and in. That was a tough shot because she had good defense that time both Abby and Abby.
Yeah, Abby Davidson was coming around for the block and got there just probably a hair too late.
Cadence, two-pointer from the right wing. Missed Abby Lingenfelter with the rebound, missed the putback, came up short. Now Kiera Kilgore, the second attempt. She gets it up and in. 31-30 Streaks, 1:28 to play here in quarter number three. We'll see. Foul trouble could be a situation for. And now here's Erickson pushing off again. She can't push her hand away like that. She missed the shot, though. Kiera with the rebound. Kiera down the right side. Into the paint. Splits the defenders. Can't hit, but she's fouled, and that's going to go against Holke. What is this? Okay, in the official's indication of the foul, he jumped up in the air. I'm not sure what. I have never seen an official do what this guy's doing. I have no idea. I don't know if he was indicating that Kiera was shooting, because she obviously was.
Only thing I could think of is that he was trying to say that Holke didn't hold her ground, that she actually jumped up with Kiera.
Okay, maybe that was it. That's three now on Holke.
But you're right. It was kind of – he's very demonstrative in his foul calls.
Oh, Kira's first miss from the free throw line here this afternoon, 3-for-4.
And push off again. Streak fans asking for it because she's – there it is again.
But they're going to call Kira.
Oh, my gosh.
What is this guy watching? Because the Alleman bench jumped up and yelled about it. And Kiera did get an arm up on her, but it's because she's been pushing off the entire game.
Yeah, she's straight-arming her every time she dribbles the basketball.
Well, that's a first on Cadence. Now Holke with it, top of the key. Erickson lost a handle on it. Now she got it back. And again, pushes off. Over it comes to Thomas. Thomas goes to the right elbow, kicks out to Holke between the circles. Left wing, Rangel, 49 seconds to play. She'll stop and fire the three, and thought she had that one. Rebound, Cadence Leidick. To Capri Ferguson, 42 to play. Will the Streaks work for one? They lead 32-30.
I would be tempted to, especially with two players on the floor that have three fouls.
Kiera gives left baseline to Abby Lingenfelter, out to Capri, out high on the left side.
No.
And help pass stolen away by Thomas. Thomas bounces for Rangel, 27 play. Don't foul her. Rangel off the glass, missed it. Bothered by Cadence, and Capri Ferguson with a rebound.
I don't think she's a left-hand layup.
Yeah, she tried to go right hand off the left side, and just way too hard. 16 to play now.
I would hope for one.
12, Capri to Cadence. Now with 9. Now Capri with it, dribbles left. Gets to Kiera, top the key to Cadence on the right wing. And threw it right into the hands of Erickson. With one, Erickson fires from inside half court. Missed it off the back iron. We have played three quarters of basketball. And the Streaks with a lead for the first time at the end of the quarter. It is Galesburg 32, Alleman 30. Come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
We're a farm store, a family store, a Look What I Found store. We're a store made for real people and some real beasts. We're a Hey Neighbor kind of store and an everyday low price store. We're Rural King, and we're working hard to be your favorite store.
Nobody beats our prices on all your favorites, like 50-pound bags of sweet feed, just $7.99, or Folgers coffee for just $6.99 a can. Stock up today.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring.
Streaks lead 32-30. Thomas with it. Bounces for Brewer, who's back in now after getting hit in the mouth earlier by running into having a collision with one of her teammates. This is Hulke left wing. Hulke and Abby Landfelter near steal. Got to be careful. You got 3,000. Hulke puts it up off the glass. I don't know how she got that.
I don't either.
She ran into, I think, Abby Davis on the way up and somehow got it up off the glass and put it in. So we're tied at 32. 7:31 to play. Right wing cadence to Abby Landfelter. Kicks to Kiara. Left wing for three. Good. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. Although I thought Abby Landfelter, where she had it, she could have probably penetrated a little bit.
Right.
Now it's Brewer at the free throw line, fires a 14-footer and rolls off no good. Kiara with a rebound. And oh, a jump ball. Oh, my gosh. Thomas grabs Kiara by the arm from behind as she went up for the rebound. Fortunately for the Streaks, possession arrow points their way. 35-32, Streaks with a lead. Our biggest of the game, right, at three?
Yeah. Was that Brewer that shot that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel
Grace
like
Nelson.
Every time I need to record a stat, something happens right afterwards.
Caden Slidek, right wing, goes baseline, picks up, bounces for Abby Lingenfelter. She'll fire the 13-footer short. Abby
nice
Davis with a rebound up and in. We'll call it a pass. Why not? She came up. She just shot it way too soft, went right into the hands of Abby
and
Davis.
A near steal by Abby in the backcourt.
Now Hulke gets it across. 6:44 to play. 37-32 Streaks. Thomas right wing fires a three. Good. My goodness. They are not going to go away, that's for sure. She's got five. Now timeout called by Steve Ford. A full timeout. 6:38 to play. It is Galesburg 37, Alleman 35. All right. So, I didn't realize this. Just got a note from Jimmy Carr. The Illinois-Purdue game has been moved to Tuesday. So that's unfortunate because we got two Streaks games going on.
Yeah.
And now Illinois and Purdue. That's really unfortunate. That we have had more. I don't know what happened with Big Ten scheduling this year. We've never had them on nights of high school games in the past, or it was rare.
Yeah.
But now there's been a ton of Tuesday, Friday games for whatever reason. Some Saturday afternoons as well. So that is unfortunate. Jimmy, thank you for that information. Appreciate it. All right. So Tuesday night, and we're talking not this next Tuesday, the Tuesday after. So this next Tuesday, the Streaks host Rock Island, the boys.
Right.
And then the girls, it'll be their regional opener that night. And the boys also have a game that night down at Quincy. All right, 6:38 to play. Streaks lead 37-35. They will bring it the length of the court after the Alleman three. Abby Lingenfelter to inbound. And they're going to pick up. Are they going to pick up a full court pressure? No, they're not. I thought that's maybe why he called the timeout.
Which I don't know that if I'm coach. I mean, this game's hung close the entire time, and the Streaks are having some mild issues with your 2-3. I don't think I would change that up because you're going to potentially give the Streaks some runouts.
Right wing, Grace Nelson fires a three. Oh, she was just inside. Miss it, though. Erickson with a rebound. She'll pull it back and be met by Caden Clyde at midcourt. 6:20 to play, 37-35 Streaks. Hulke on high right side, top of the key, Thomas. Thomas goes right, working against Kira Kilgore. Inside it goes to Holke down the right block. Shot.
Oh,
block.
What a block.
Abby Davidson. Cadence Leida comes away with a two-on-two break. Cadence down the right side, splits the defenders.
Oh,
what did he call? What did he call?
He's going to call Cadence?
Cadence was going up for the shot. How could she commit a foul? She got crushed. She went between two defenders and got fouled. And he called a charge. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness.
What?
Wow.
In the world are they watching?
Hey, why don't you overrule him on that one like you did earlier? My goodness. That was horrible. She was going up, but she split the defender. She went between them and got crunched. How can you call an offensive foul?
And there's another
push-off.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
now Cadence with a steal. Cadence down the right side, lays it up, missed it. Holke with a rebound. Wow. This is just unbelievable. Streaks still lead 37-35. Now Cadence ties her up.
Jump ball.
No, I thought he was going to call the foul. Possession arrow points toward Alleman.
Wow.
Jeez. So Cadence, what's that? That's her second foul, right? Yeah. All right, Erickson with it on the inbound, 5:40 to play.
It's like after every call, it's either Alleman fans scream at the officials or Gilbert fans scream at the officials.
Erickson goes baseline and falls to the floor, missed the shot, and the rebound comes to
no
Abby Davis.
That
I know,
time.
Exactly. Now Kira with it. Kira, same thing, but she bounces to Abby Davidson, 5-footer, no good. Abby Leofelter with the rebound, puts it up.
Nice.
Nice job by Abby on the offensive glass. Gets it up and in. That's her first basket, make it 39-35 streaks.
Only her second shot of the game.
Yeah. Biggest lead again for the streaks. Erickson brings it across, left side, left wing, and it's
nice
knocked away by Grace Nelson.
Grace.
Couldn't get it soft enough to be able to come away with a steal, but knocked it out of bounds. Rouse comes in and replaces Brewer. 5:05 to play, 39-35 streaks. Thomas inbound on the near sideline. And it comes to Erickson. Erickson between the circles, working against Cadence Leidick. Picks up, gives to Thomas on the left wing. Thomas gives to Holke on the baseline. It's a double dribble. She caught the ball, bounced it, and then dribbled again. Now she missed a shot when she penetrated. Cadence Leidick with the rebound. How are we the only ones to see the double dribble? It was right in front of two officials. Jeez. Now Abby Leofelter in the lane, right wing to Cadence Leidick.
Nice pass.
Abby Leofelter at the free throw line. Go. Abby around the defender, up off the glass, too strong. Rebound goes to the baseline, but coming away with it, Erickson for Alleman. Two-on-two break. Erickson on the dribble and lost it. Lost the handle on it, and Abby Davidson picks it up. She saw Grace Nelson was there and set, and I'm not sure what she was trying to do, but she lost the handle on the ball. 4:18 to play. Streaks lead 39-35. Left wing, Cadence Leidick around high. Now to Cadence, it was Kiera. Now Cadence, now right wing, Grace Nelson. Gives back to Cadence out high. Dangerous pass. Got to be careful. They're jumping the passing lanes on us. Now Grace with it out near the center circle. Left wing to Kiera. Kiera goes baseline, picks up, kicks back out to Grace. I'm fine with us taking the time off the clock. Now Kiera fires a long three left side, too strong. Rebound, Abby Davidson right side, puts it up, no, but she gets fouled. And that's going to be it for Rouse. Nope, yeah, that is. That's her fifth foul, I believe they're calling it on her. Should be.
Scoreboard has her for four.
Yep, that is it. Annie Rouse fouls out, didn't score in the ball game. And Abby Davis will go to the free throw line. And what's this?
Mass timeout.
Mass timeout. All right, we'll take one as well. 3:50 to play. It's Galesburg 39, Alleman 35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
3:50 to play in the ball game here at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School. The streaks with a lead 39-35 over the Alleman Pioneers. And it'll be Abby Davidson at the free throw line with two shots out of the mask timeout. She hit three of four in the first half from the free throw line. So what a strange game this has been. My goodness. You got the fans from both sides. They agree with the officials or with us and both coaches as well.
Yeah.
And understandable, honestly. I mean, it's been you know, we said this is one of the worst we've seen. And it's both ways. It's not we've got away with some things we shouldn't have. There's been some just calls. They're just you can't figure out where what game they were watching.
Well, and just you know, we've talked about it. The inconsistencies are kind of driving us nuts. But
which Ralph Henning would have stuck around for the second game and called this one. He did a good job in the first game.
Well, I thought they both did a good job of that crew.
So Abby Davidson, 6'1" senior, at the free throw line for the Streaks. First one is away, and it is good.
Got to hit your free throws in a game like this.
40-35.
Chance.
8 points for Abby Davidson now.
Continue
second
to
shot.
Build on the biggest lead of the game.
And there it is. 41-35, 3:50 to play. Can't let up defensively, but still a little worried about foul trouble. Kira's gone without picking up her four.
Be
I shouldn't
careful.
Say anything. Yeah, she nearly reached in on Thomas there, but then decided to pull back.
It was you could see the basketball IQ there because she really wanted the basketball, but at the same time you could see the I got three fouls, got to pull this arm back.
Right wing, it's Rangel now. Rangel on the dribble. Three play. She goes right. Stops top of the key, fires a three short. She was kind of moving sideways, but the ball goes to four. Abby Davidson comes up with it for the Streaks. Good hustle by Abby. Rangel just didn't get set on that shot. She's kind of floating to the left when she shot it. Left wing, Kiara Kilgore. Now Grace Nelson, the free throw line to Abby Lingefelter, right wing. Cadence Lydic back to Grace. Now back to Cadence on the right wing. Right block, it goes to Kiara. Nice pass from Abby Lingefelter. Kiara lays it up and in.
The pass was a little wide, but good thought.
Yeah, a little bit kind of behind Kiara. Now Steve Ford calls another timeout, and this is going to be a full. We'll keep it right here. Streaks up by 8, 43-35, 2:55 to play in the ballgame. So what Coach Massey's done against this 2-3, and we saw this in the sophomore game, we had whether it was post players or not, they had them flashing into the high post there, and it was open the whole game, and that's what Coach Massey's been doing here in the second half. So we've been seeing him getting into Abby Lingefelter there. Missed the one shot there, but made a nice job. She's looking to see where's the opening. Is it on the wing? Is it back top of the key? Is it on the wing behind me? And that time found Kiara dropping down from the left wing toward the basket. Got it to her, and she got it up and in.
Well, and that's the tough thing when you're going to play this when you're going to play that 2-3, but you're going to extend out your wings as you're leaving the middle of the lane wide open, and that's what the Streaks are finally taking advantage of.
So the scoreboard has Kiara for 19. I have her for 20, I think. Oh, no, you know what? Let's see, 3, 4. Two, no, I had her five
six,
in the first
eight,
half.
11, 14, 17. I have her for 20.
Okay.
Because I have her for 4 2s, 3 3s, and 3 for
at least they
the
have
line.
Us for the correct amount of points
right,
on the scoreboard, and assuming the official score does
Thursday.
As well.
Yeah.
All right, so 2:55 to play. Holloman will have the basketball. They'll bring it from in front of the Streaks bench from three-quarter court. Holke will inbound. Abby Lingefelter will play up on the ball. They've got Erickson and Rangel in the backcourt. And then it comes to Erickson. Once she gets across midcourt, Cadence will be close enough. She'll push her hands away. And there it is. It goes behind the back, left side. And kicks to Rangel on the left wing. Rangel penetrates to the left elbow, gives to Holke, top of the key. She goes left. Now right elbow goes to Brewer, hands off to Thomas.
A moving screen from Brewer.
Now Erickson's got it.
Travel.
Out high right side. Yep, took a little hop. Now Thomas fires a three right wing, short. And the rebound bounces out to Kiara Kilgore, gives to Grace Nelson. 2:20 to play. Cadence Lydic with it. Bounces for Grace. Left side, it goes to Kiara out high with 2:14 play. Kiara penetrates, free throw line, kicks to Abby Lingefelter, back out top of the key, Abby Davidson. Good ball moving by the Streaks. You want to try to get an easy one.
I don't know what the Almond fans were yelling about. Nobody was guarding her, so there was no five-second call.
Maybe that was the problem. They wanted somebody to guard her. I don't know. Now,
nice
look.
Pass.
Grace Nelson, Kiara Kilgore wide open under the basket, right side, lays it up and in. Streaks 45-35, 1:50 to play.
Starting to pull away.
Erickson on the dribble, goes left, down the left side, and traveled again. Yeah, and again, a late call. The official that likes to delay, Erickson stopped and drugged the pivot foot and then spun back the other way, and then the official made the traveling call. Let's see. In for Alleman, back is Carson Wentz. She replaces Brewer. And this time Alleman will pick up with some full court pressure. 1-2-2. Abby Lingenfelter gets it across to Grace Nelson in the center. Grace, a reach on Wentz, and they don't call. She did it twice. Now Cadence Leidick with 1:33. Now we're going to have a push on, is it Erickson?
Erickson, should be Erickson.
Yeah, that'll be her third, and that's, that should be their, is that, yeah, 17 foul.
And again, so this is one of those situations where Erickson never really went for the basketball. She just pushed her.
Yeah. So Cadence Leidick at the free throw line, chance of the one and bonus with 1:32 to play in the ball game.
It's Cadence's first trip to the free throw line in the game.
So Cadence, the senior, first shot is way and good. She'll get the bonus. She's got seven in the game. Her other six came in the first half, 46-35, 1:32 to play, streaks with a lead. Cadence Leidick's second shot is up and good. 47-35. Erickson on the dribble across midcourt right side. Gets away and gets to Thomas on the right wing. Top of the key, Holke fires a long three.
Oh.
Off the, nothing but the glass. And Abby Davidson is able to corral the rebound. Gets pushed from behind. And it's either Rangel or Wentz. They were both there. That's a one and bonus for Abby Davidson now. Who are they going to call? They're taking the side. It's going to go against Wentz.
Coach Ford not happy with the play there. I don't think he was wanting Holke taking that three based on his reaction.
So Abby Davidson at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
She's been there a lot.
She's 5 for 6 in the ball game with 1:20 to play. First shot is up. In and out, no good. Rebound comes to Wentz for Alleman. 47-35, streaks lead. This is Erickson. Stops and fires a three left side. Missed it. Rebound weak side to Rangel.
Oh my gosh. She jumped up on Grace.
Yeah, Rangel jumped up, and Grace went up for the rebound. Rangel went up for it. They were facing each other, and Rangel came down into Grace, and they called a foul on Grace.
I mean, if you want to call no foul,
yeah,
that's fine.
That's what I thought. I should have been a no call because the ball came into Rangel's hands. Wow. So Erickson inbound, and it comes to Holke out high on the right side. 108 to play. Thomas top of the key. Well, I'm glad they like to take their time when they need points as well. This is Wentz. Now it's Erickson with less than a minute to play. Now Erickson steps back, fires a three, missed it. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter, and a jump ball. Yeah,
that was a quick jump ball.
Yeah. And possession arrow, fortunately, points toward the streaks. 54.4 to play. Streaks lead 47-35. Abby Lingenfelter gets full court pressure into Grace Nelson. That should be an intentional foul. She grabbed her. That's an intentional foul. She wasn't going for the ball. She wrapped her up. That.
Well, it just.
They changed the rule to make it, instead of just a flagrant, to make it go faster when they're fouling at the end. If you're not going after the ball, which she wasn't, she just reached out and she hugged Grace.
Yeah, so well, and the unfortunate thing is we got burned by that at Lincoln.
That's true, yep. And Grace misses the free throw. Rebound to Wentz. 51 seconds to play. Up court it goes
and
to Rangel.
You'd love to be hitting these free throws to just put this one away.
Now what is – who's this going on? Rangel drove to the basket.
Fortunately, only four team fouls on the streets. That's got to be on Cadence, right?
Cadence, yep.
Her fourth.
Oh, that's her fourth. I only had her for – two, but okay, they say fourth.
Yeah, the first, one in the third, one in the second, one in the third, and two in the fourth.
Okay. All right, now it's Rangel with it, 42 to play. Bounces for Holke down the right block. They pull it back out with 39. Now Thomas with 37. Thought about the three, and Kira closed out on it. Now Rangel's going to fire a three. Missed it. She was on the right. And then again, Holke with the foul going over the back of Abby Lingenfelter. So four on Holke. Well, that's her fourth called.
Yeah.
Abby Lingenfelter will go to the free throw line, and this time it'll be two shots because that is 10 team fouls on the Pioneers. So 29.9 to play, streaks up 47-35. First one is up and good. Abby with 3 points in the ball game. Done a good job defensively as she always does, and on the glass again as well. Second shot, Abby Lingenfelter, the senior, missed that one. Kira with a rebound and gets fouled by Thomas, no call. Now Thomas got her hand on her and fouling her. Now Kira's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Thomas was trying. They weren't calling it. So he might as well keep going for the ball. 48-35 streaks, 25.9 to play.
One would hope that this, if she hits both these, it'll stop the fouling.
And first shot is good.
That would put the streaks up by 15. With less than 30 seconds left.
And hits the second. That gives her 24. And the Streaks lead 50-35. Well, the final score is not going to indicate what kind of game this was here this afternoon. Holke, a long three from out top. No good. Rebound comes away to Wendt. Gives it to Holke. She lost it on the floor. Falls. Are they going to call a foul? No, they're going to call the jump ball. Thank you very much. Again, same play that where Holke fell, lost her balance and fell, and they called Kira for her third foul. So the possession arrow points toward Alleman this time. 11.6 to play. Streaks lead 50-35. And it comes to Holke with 10. Right wing, Erickson fires a long three, airballed it, and saved inbounds by Wendt. Now Thomas fires a three left baseline. She missed it, gets her own rebound. Shot blocked by Kiara. Holke rebounds it at the buzzer. Final score, Galesburg 50, Alleman 35, and the Streaks pick up their 20th win of the season. Galesburg now 20-10, back above 500 in the Western Big Six Conference with a 7-6 record. Hard-fought victory here tonight, or this afternoon, and the Streaks come out with a good win. Final score, Galesburg 50, Alleman 35. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down stats, name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks win at 50-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Become an animal expert when you join the Galesburg Public Library's Animal Explorers Club for kids in grades K through 3. Participants receive a free take-home kit with books on the animal of the month and an explorer guide, then meet to share info and enjoy activities on the last Tuesday of each month. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
City Select Motors on North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
The WGIL forecast. Patchy blowing snow, clear skies, low 16 tonight. Sun and 35 tomorrow, and cloudy low 10 above tomorrow night. Sun and 25 on Monday. Tuesday up to 39, and Wednesday could get up to 40. Right now, 18, and you're listening to 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Shrieks pick up win number 20 on the season as they defeat the Alamo Pioneers here at Don Morris Gym. 50-35, the final score. Sophomores, a 44-16 winner here. The Illinois Fighting Illini get a win this afternoon earlier against Indiana on the road. 74-57. Good day for basketball here
yes.
in the state of Illinois.
All the way around.
Absolutely. All right. So the Streaks won it. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at Don Morris Gym. Coach Massey making his way over here to talk with us. The post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida. The right choice for your next project. So the Streaks with the win here and 50-35. They actually outscored Alamon LSE 13-9 in the third quarter and 18-5 in that fourth quarter. Streets just really did a nice job and were able to pull away. And again, you know, it's one of those closer game than the final score indicates.
Right, for sure. And yeah. it was a battle.
Yep, absolutely. All right. So, Coach, talking to a fan currently. He'll be up this way momentarily. Run down some scoring coming up, and Namor Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. As we do each time as well, that'll be coming up here on WGIL. Again, the Streaks' final regular season game will be Wednesday night. They'll play host to Sterling down at John Thiel Gym, and we'll have it for you. Eric and I will be there 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock for the tip here on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL, WGIL.com as well. So Coach Massey making his way over and Coach, first off, let me move some stuff out of the way for you. There you go. Congratulations on the win. Pick up win number 20. Hard-fought battle. What an interesting, strange game it was. That my goodness, you guys persevered. It was a tough one, and we were just saying the final score is not necessarily indicative of the kind of game it was here this afternoon.
No, it isn't. And, you know, sadly, I think probably today's game is more representative of what you're going to see in high school basketball going forward. With shortage of officials,
yeah.
That there is absolutely no sense on my part that those the two guys that
yeah.
the one guy was Mark has worked for years and it's excellent stuff.
Yeah.
The two guys, it's just unfortunately they were at a level that you know they're not quite ready for,
yeah.
and it made it frustrating and stuff. But the lesson for kids is that you got to stay focused on
yeah.
what you control and. Do that, and very proud of the girls because it was a, I thought, good effort by them.
Yeah, it really was, and I thought, you know, in the first half, like, okay, we're trailing. At that point, you know, some things weren't going our way, you know, maybe in the on the foul board or whatever with some calls, but we weren't turning the ball over a lot. We just weren't making shots early on, but yet we were still keeping ourselves in the game, not letting them get away.
Yeah, and, you know, the interesting thing is that you look there's games that we shoot well. There's games that we don't shoot well. There's games we don't handle the ball. I thought in the first half of this game was a game where defensively we just didn't talk.
Yeah.
And so what was happening is kids were on an island and, you know, somebody would set a back screen and nobody talked and things like that. But what this group has done all year, probably better than, you know, 99% of the teams I've coached, is they rebound. We
yeah.
just rebound the ball. And so we don't give up many second shots and second opportunities. And, you know, that starts, you know, with the two Abbeys obviously do that. Juniper's come in
yeah.
and really given us some good minutes. And she really attacks the offensive boards. And then you've got Keed ends up as a good rebounder for us. And she didn't play the second half, but Alexis is a very
yeah.
good offensive rebounder for us. So positive that way.
Well, good hard-fought win here this afternoon, win number 20 on the season. We wrap up the regular season next Wednesday night at home, senior night. We'll have Sterling coming to town. Always an emotional night, and sometimes that's kind of hard. But Sterling's been a team that struggled some this year. But, you know, we're looking to, I guess, you know, kind of you prepare yourself to head into the postseason.
Right, yeah. And, you know, Sterling's improved like everybody else, so you got to be ready. But you know, we certainly would rather play Sterling than Geneseo.
Absolutely,
think,
yeah.
At that point and stuff. But, you know, I should mention also of that last game at Rock Island, you know, probably, you know, wasn't thinking of it and mention it, that of that Kiera ended up,
right.
I forget it, is 522, something like that, points, is the most that a sophomore has scored here. And you think about it that as a sophomore, how she's just become somebody we rely on, and things, but you look at the names of, she went by Megan Pacheco and Tiffany Sibley, and it may be now, you know, to the high school kids, those aren't names that mean anything. But you look, Megan was one of our, you know, all-time best at all. And Tiffany went on. She was our top scorer all time. So a good thing. And so it's exciting to think of, you know, what she's going to do as a junior and senior.
Yeah, and that really, I saw that you had posted that, and I had forgotten to mention, that really is an amazing thing because she had a good freshman year. She contributed, but she wasn't, you know, a star. And just that development just last year to this year, the work that paid off, and it's the improvement. I mean, we knew she was going to be a good player, but, you know, you've obviously saw her over the summer and everything. I mean, I wasn't expecting her to come out and kind of be a star as a sophomore. She's just really, really, as an all-around player, just a really outstanding ball player.
Yeah, and, you know, it sounds silly, but you don't realize, you know, I don't know how old Key was as a freshman, 14 or 15, and now she's 16 right now.
Yeah.
But that young kids like that, you know, people think that it's, you know, you just step in there. And what happens is, I think sometimes it's almost like a young player, it's like they need permission. You know, that last year, you don't realize that, you know, if you're a freshman and you're playing with Riley Jenkins and Lauren Livingston, and, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, I got to be careful. That's not my role. And, you know, she quietly, as the year went on last year, started to step up a little bit more. And now the jump she made this year, and so much of it's just, you know, in terms of confidence. And I think the big change we'll see from her in a year, she's a good shooter now. I think she'll become a great shooter next year.
Well, what's also fun, and Eric has mentioned this, that her basketball IQ, some of the things she does, you know, for instance, coming down, it might be a one-on-one break or something. She knows the player's coming behind her. Rather than just go up, she'll stop and let him go by, get the easy two. Mm-hmm. And there was a play out here early in the fourth quarter. She was guarding Thomas, and she started to go for the steal. May have been able to get it, but she realized, like, okay, I've got three fouls, and she pulled back. And I thought that was a pretty heady move for a sophomore, realizing, like, okay, I can't pick up my fourth foul now going after this when we don't necessarily need that right now.
Yeah. So it's fun to watch her.
It is, absolutely. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Do you want to talk about the not today's Illini win over Indiana, but the other team in red they played the other night? Do you want to talk about that?
When
they played that, what was that team? They're up
team
north.
From up north.
Wisconsin they play in. I don't know.
You're talking about the game where they wouldn't call 3 seconds in the lane, and that guy got to stand in the lane all the time and score.
Yes, that one.
I thought it was the pre-Wilt Chamberlain days where they weren't going to call 3 seconds in the lane.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I'm happy for the Illini fans because it's always good to see you guys get your hopes up and then see them dash bitterly come March Madness.
Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
See you.
Treek said, Coach, have a mass. Here on the post-game show. I knew he'd have something to say.
Right.
So the Streaks get the win here. The Illini win earlier today by a final of 74-57 at Indiana. Sophomores a winner here as well, 44-16. Take a timeout, come back, and we will run down some post-game stats. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Automotive Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win 50-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
Would you like some free cash? Well, just wear the new yellow WGIL button and you could be a winner like Steve Schwab of Galesburg. He took home $30. You could be a winner as well from WGIL.
Back here at Don Morris Gym at Alleman High School, where the Streaks come away with a victory 50-35 over the Pioneers, pick up their 20th win of the season. They're now 20-10 and 7-6 in the Western Big Six Conference. I was going to look up, and Coach said the amount of points that Kiara
522,
and then she added another 24 today. But that, you know, if you, like Coach said, looking back at the history of the players that have come through this program, including several Division I players, and a lot of them played as freshmen and sophomores, significant minutes on the varsity. He mentioned Megan Pacheco and Tiffany Sibley. I mean, going back to Sarah Larson, played at SIU Edwardsville. You know, Jackie Gollinghorst played at SIU Edwardsville.
Yeah.
You know, Ann Henderson, going back even further, played at University of Illinois. I mean, there's been a lot of great players, Sarah Pacheco, that have gone through this program, and even as young players that contributed a lot, and scoring-wise, it's pretty amazing what Kiara's done. Looking forward to two more years of her,
right.
And as her, as she's a senior, we may get a chance to see her play with her sister, who's in seventh grade now, and I've heard good things about her and her abilities as well. All right, so the Streets went at 50-35. Let's start on our post-game stats. Kiara led the way with 24 points. She hit 5 2s, 3 threes, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. That was good to see. Nobody else in double figures, but Abby Davidson with 9 points, a couple of baskets, and she was 5 for 7 from the line. 8 points for Caden Slidick. 3 baskets in the first half, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Abby Lingefelter on a basket, 1 for 2 from line. All her points came in the fourth quarter. 3 points for Alexis Edgerson on a 3 in the second quarter. 2 for Capri Ferguson on a basket in the third. She had a steal and a layup. Let's see, 1 point for Juniper Schwartzman on 1 for 2 from the line. And that was when that was an offensive rebound and putback attempt where she got fouled and got to the line. Grace Nelson didn't score. She was 0 for 3 from the line. Streaks with the 4 3-pointers, 14 for 22. From the free throw line. Alleman, one player in double figures. It was Audrey Erickson with 15 points, 3 threes, 3 twos, 9 points for Avery Rangel, a couple of threes, a 2, 1 for 1 from the line, 6 points for Claire Hulke on 3 baskets, 0 for 2 from the line, 5 for Tyler Thomas, a 3 and 2 for 2 from the line. Rouse didn't score, Brewer didn't score. Let's see, they hit 6 3-pointers. They were 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Again, we outscored them 18-5 in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, impressive performance. Streaks did a good job handling the basketball in this one, too, Tom. They finished with 15 turnovers, which is an improvement over the last couple games.
Yep.
Alleman also 15 turnovers. The Streaks dominated the boards, as Coach talked about, 38-22, including a 14-6 advantage on the offensive boards. Alleman shot the ball much worse in the second half. After going 7 for 17 in the first half, they finished the game 13 of 44 from the field, 6 of 21 from downtown after going 4 of 8 in the first half, only 2 of 13 there in the second half. Streaks, on the other hand, were 16 of 43 from the field, 4 of 14 from downtown. Some stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about. Juniper Schwartzman had 4 rebounds to go with her single point. Abby Davidson had 7 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks to go with her 9 points. Abby Langenfelter had 4 assists and 7 rebounds to go with her 3. Caden Slidick, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and an assist to go with her 8 points. Capri Ferguson had 2 points, but she also had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, and that steal was that breakaway layup she got. Grace Nelson, 3 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals, and Kira had a heck of a game, 24 points, 1 steal, 1 block, but also 9 rebounds.
All right, so there we have it. Streaks went at 50-35 was the final score. As the Streets get the win here this afternoon over Alleman, 50-35. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and wrap up with our final order of business. Name our day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streets win at 50-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went, and guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof, and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Mark Patrick Seminars is coming to Galesburg Saturday, February 19th for one day only. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking. No matter how many times you've tried in the past to stop smoking, this program is designed to help you eliminate your desire to smoke without willpower, without cravings, without irritability, without weight gain, or your money back. You can become a non-smoker Saturday, February 19th at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg. Register now at galesburg.info. Keyword, stop smoking.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up the yellow WGIL button at Alfano's Pizza on East Main Street in Knoxville. There's a full list of Button locations at WGIL.com.
Streaks winner here this afternoon, 50-35. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson at Omelin High School, Don Morris Gym. Sophomores, a 44-16 winner. Streaks now 20-10, 7-6 in the Western Big Six Conference. It'd be nice to head into postseason with our 21st victory Wednesday night against Sterling. All right, Omelin drops to 12-17, 3-10 in the Western Big Six Conference. All right, final order of business. To name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Got us off. First basket was a three-pointer, and then we're pretty darn dominant in the. She had 5 points at halftime and just dominated the second half with, 19? And, did it all. 9 rebounds, a steal, a block, and with 3 fouls doing right. All that in the second half. And just, we talked about what a heady player she is for a sophomore, and just we're looking at a bright future.
Yeah, we're going to go with the sophomore, Kira Kilgore. She had a heck of a second half, and you keep in mind she picked up that third foul about halfway through the second quarter, so she sat the entire second half of the second quarter. Yeah. She finishes the game with the 24 points, but as Tom said, 19 of those coming in the second half. Additionally, she was, 7. She was 7-for-9 shooting in the second half. So she scores 24 points, 19 in the second half. She had 1 block, 1 steal, and all 9 of her rebounds, or excuse me, 8 of her 9 rebounds came in the second half.
Wow, so pretty amazing. Kira Kilgore, the sophomore, the all-time leading sophomore scorer at Galesburg High School, over 546 now as a sophomore, and with hopefully several more games to go. We know 2 for sure,
right.
But hopefully several more ending up at Redbird Arena. We'll see. All right, so the Streaks won it here this afternoon, 50-35. Here at Kilgore, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Sophomore is a 44-16 winner. Our next game again Wednesday night when we play host to the Sterling Golden Warriors. Thanks to our studio engineer, Clark Burnett. For Eric Gibson, Tom Aerith saying good afternoon from Don Morris Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.